All right. And joining us right now, speaking of September 11th, is Carrie Lamack, who's the co-founder and president of Families of September 11th. Hey, Carrie.
Hi there. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, I'm happy to have you today. I obviously, we all know where we were on September 11th, you especially, I'm sure. And here we are on the eve of the 7th anniversary. And I guess the one question I'd have to ask you, and it would probably take two shows worth of answers, so let's see what we can come up with here, but what have you learned?
What have we learned? Well, I think from a national perspective, we've learned we have a lot of work to do. And in 7 years, we've definitely made some progress, but as the chairman of the 9/11 Commission likes to say, we're safer, but we're definitely not safe enough.
That's right. I mean, you know, we've had Kristen Breitweiser on the air before a number of times. She wrote an amazing book called Wake Up Call. Do you fly right now? Do you get on airplanes?
I do. I don't have children, and I think that makes a big difference for me. My sister does have two small boys, Mason and Cole, and she does not like to fly and leave them behind because we know what it means to be orphaned from an aviation disaster, and we don't want that to happen ever again in our family.
I understand that. Well, when you do fly, do you feel safer?
You know, I just don't think about it very much. I think, you know, people say denial is a wonderful thing, and I think that that's the way I go about it when I'm on an aircraft, because I think I probably know a little too much about the state of aviation security.
Well, when you say you know a little bit too much, why don't you share some of that with me so I can share some of that with our listeners?
Well, I think one of the things that still shocks me is that right now cargo is not 100% screened on commercial aircraft.
I couldn't agree more with you. That to me is nuts. You know, I keep saying it. They will strip search nuns looking for tweezers at security checkpoints, but they're still not inspecting the cargo that's carried on the very same plane that you're flying on.
And it shouldn't have even taken 9/11 to get us to that step. I think the Lockerbie attack should have been wake up call enough.
And Carrie, let me remind people, I'm about to feel very old here. This December 21st is the 20th anniversary of Pan Am 103.
You know, it's interesting. One of the reasons that we started Families of September 11th was directly related to the Lockerbie families. And immediately after 9/11, maybe a week or two, the Boston Globe had an article about two Lockerbie mothers. You know, so many of those passengers were students coming home.
From Syracuse.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And these mothers basically said that their sons' murders weren't enough to prevent 9/11. Obviously a different type of attack, but still related to aviation security. And my sister and I looked at each other and said, Mom's murder has to be enough. And to this day, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me passionate about the work that we're trying to do to make sure that Mom's murder is enough to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, let me share with everybody your website, which is familiesofseptember11.org. I'll repeat that, familiesofseptember11.org. Carrie, thank you for joining us. And, of course, September 11th, 2008 reminds us of all the work we still need to do. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
You got it.